But the system was against it, and it never did that. So the chief was supporting him because he believed in institutional justice. And he did support the system because she was 45 and 30 and never did that. So, you know, the institution of that.
Yeah, I believe in the institution of marriage. I do. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What?
What's the best way to go about learning from marriage?
Get some good tapes. And if you have know a good teacher, find a good teacher. The teacher can only give you so much help. If you got a car and a tape deck, get some good tapes. If you don't, just carry your tape recorder with you, and every time you're doing nothing, or you can just sit and listen to something, listen to those tapes. The more you hear Arabic, the easier it will be to learn it. It doesn't happen all at once. You might have to do that for a year or two. But after a while, you just automatically start catching the language. It's just like a child, a baby born into our English-speaking world. The baby doesn't start speaking English right away. The baby has to be in our environment for a long time. But after hearing our language over and over for so much, that baby starts picking it up. And pretty soon that baby's talking. Same thing would happen to any of us if we were put into an Arabic-speaking environment. We wouldn't understand anything at first. But if you keep saying it over and over and over and over and over and over and using it a certain way, after a while you start picking it up. So the best way to learn a language, a foreign language, is to be put in a foreign language in that language environment. We can't do that, so we need tapes. Listen to tapes as much as you possibly can.
My daughter's mother, right, I was trying to encourage her into marriage, right, because, you know, it keeps you away from a lot of other things, you know what I'm saying, right, and I'm just wondering, you know, how do you suppose I can probably encourage her more, you know, because that's something I want to do, because I'm a young man, and I got desires, and I would rather be married.
I see. Yeah. Well, I have my own belief there too. You know what I think? But we can't do it because we're not. I think some of us. I wish this community was able to support a family that had young teenagers that desired to be married, getting married, and continue to give them support while they finish high school, while they finish college. Give them support. This is the way that this is Southern tradition. Yeah. And that's Islamic. Believe me, that's Islamic. That's Islamic tradition. So if the community could really support families more, poor families, and give them some help, some financial help, so that they could support their children marrying. But they should be prepared to make sacrifices too, like our people that do in the South, or did in the South. I think some of them still do. The youngsters not put out, they stay with their parents. They stay right with their parents. They marry, they stay right with their parents. Until they get more older and more experienced and finish their schooling or whatever. Then eventually they get a home of their own. Or they take over the home of their parents. By the time the parents we don't need this house no more. They carry it over to the church. That's natural. That's the way we should be, you know.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
When you have that desire and you have found somebody that you love and you think you can get along with, that's still the same way about you, that's the time you both get married.
Yes, sir. That's what I was trying to explain. So I was like, you know, I got a house for us to stay in, so, you know, trying to get her to, you know.
What's holding up?
What's holding up?
If my boy was 14 and the girl was 12 and they both were ready, I'd try to work it out for them. Yeah, I do need to have a little breakthrough. All right, so period. We're going to have to conclude at some time, so that time is right now, because I need a few minutes before going to speak. Yeah, okay, one sister, I see your hand. Let's take one more. Yeah, sister, where's my flowers?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I remember myself when I heard you speak that way. I said, well, maybe you start
coming. He's going to come in the clouds? In the clouds. And a whole lot of clouds over Farquhar's head. I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. It sounds like he was respecting the prophet there, or having some interest anyway, to not to give the wrong kind of teaching. Yeah, yeah. You know, when they say coming in the clouds, I think they're talking about Jesus Christ, peace be on him. So the Bible said that Jesus will come in the clouds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So brothers and sisters, if you give us a chance to get out and let me...